California Girl by T. Jefferson Parker. 1. I drove past the old sun-blessed packing house today. Nothing left of it, not one stick. Now there's a bedroom store, a pet emporium, and a supermarket. Big and new. Moms and dads and kids everywhere. Pretty people, especially the moms. Young, with time to dream, wake up, and dream again. I still have a piece of the flooring I tore off the sun-blessed packing house back in 68, when I was young. When I thought that what had happened there shouldn't ever happen anywhere. When I thought it was up to me to put things right. I'm made of that place. Of the old wood and the rusted conveyors and the pigeons in the eaves and the sunlight slanting through the cracks. Of Janelle Vaughn. Of everything that went down there in October 1968, even made of the wind that blew that month, dry and hot off the desert, huffing across Orange County to the sea. I have a piece of the picket fence from the grassy knoll at Dealey Plaza, too, and a piece of rock that came not far from where Mercury One lifted off, and one of Charlie Manson's guitar picks. But those are different stories. Later, I met my brother Andy at the Fisherman's Restaurant down in San Clemente, late August. The day was bright as a brush fire, no clouds, sun flashing off the waves and tabletops. Andy looked at me like someone had hit him in the stomach. "It's about Janelle," he said. Janelle Vaughn in the sun-blessed orange packing house in Tustin, 36 years ago. Two brothers who didn't look much alike staring down at her and across at each other while the pigeons cooed and the wind blew through the old slat.